All right, Moses be the only guy that's out for Coop. Okay. And then Griff will be questionable. What else we have heard? Anybody?
Stu.
Stu's questionable. Didn't practice today. But he had a good practice yesterday. You already said Griff, Bailey. Leah Bailey's questionable.
Bailey is probable.
Probable.
Stevens.
Stevens didn't practice, but questionable.
What's
that? Back's a little sore from yesterday.
Okay.
But turf.
Still figure he's.
Yeah, we think he'll be fine.
Okay.
Just rest him today.
What's did Griffin show you much?
Yeah, he did. He's limited. I mean, limited in practice, but he did a lot on the scout team and a little bit of defense. So, yeah, he moved around pretty better than we thought. So we'll see how he responds tomorrow and then make a decision on Sunday.
He's never missed a game.
Yeah, no, that makes it even harder. I remember when Roos missed his game last year, it was hard to – I think it was last year he missed the game. So, yeah, that makes it even harder. But, again, if he's not ready, obviously we're not going to put him out there.
If I remember, I thought Stu – I've been thinking this week might be one where he kind of got back into full week.
Well, we thought he'd go Thursday – well, yeah, we held him back we thought Thursday, Friday. But then he had to be on the field yesterday and being inside the whole practice on the AstroTurf. We thought it best to rest him today.
If Griff is out, is Wilson and Pollard pretty interchangeable between free and
Stafford? Yeah, we'd move some guys there in Stafford also, so we put Stafford in there also, so he'll get some reps and Georgia gets some reps, and if he couldn't go. And then obviously if we had Griff down for some reason, which then we also have what else do we have? They brought up Corey Lynch. Yeah, so I'm glad someone knows the roster. Thanks.
Here to help. What and Stu's chances, you think, on
I would assume is like he's been. I mean, we don't see any reason to think he wouldn't play. Would like to practice a little bit more today, but we just thought it wasn't worth having to do that.
Was wind more of a factor to go inside yesterday than rain?
No, it was a combination of both. I think it was just messy, wet. If we were playing outside, we probably would have stayed outside for yesterday for sure, but since it was like it was, we thought it was smarter to go inside. And we limit the reps and cut practice down a little bit.
I know you might have addressed this earlier, I'm trying to remember, but do you go into this game expecting some kind of a special teams surprise from just given his track record?
Yeah, I think when someone has a we know firsthand that Jeff likes to do different things and wants to make sure you're well prepared. So and Nate does a great job, so that's something we work on that every week. Some weeks, again, we've worked on with other special teams coordinators that we know had a history of trying specialty plays or trying some different things. So, it just keeps you on your toes. It makes for a more exciting weekend. I think that these guys realize that, they have to be more alert maybe than in past, and that's a good thing.
Damian looked good as far as returns.
He's looked great. I mean, it's nothing like on-the-job training when you actually have to catch one under pressure, but he's been good. I mean, anytime he's handled the ball, he's done well. He's a good decision maker. So, but again, hasn't done it in a long time, so it'll be a good opportunity for him. I know he's really excited about it. He's planning on making plays for us and giving us good field position, so hopefully he'll be able to do that.